Nothing beats homemade bread, and the pandemic gave many people the opportunity to explore more advanced bread-making methods, like sourdough. Teresa Hunsaker, USU Extension Emeritus, explains what makes this tangy bread rise.
What we're using in sourdough is a yeast microorganism. As those yeast spores are connected with a starch or a sugar or a carbohydrate, then those spores start to grow and produce an off-gas, and the gas is what creates the leavening.
While many bread recipes use yeast from the store, sourdough uses natural yeasts to rise.
People who are really into sourdough, they call it gathering the yeast. Yeast spores are actually in our air. And so there are those who will have pots of flour and water out on the counter for the yeast spores to settle into.
These doughy mixtures are called starters, and the yeast within are allowed to ferment, along with beneficial bacteria that produce lactic acid, giving sourdough its sour flavor. Depending on the variety of yeast growing in a starter, starters can lend wildly different flavors to the loaves they produce. Some bakers even use grapes and raspberries, which harbor lots of natural yeast, to seed their starters. Surprisingly, starters can be hardy, and if maintained properly, they can last for centuries.
You can actually freeze your sourdough starch. You can also dry it and powder it, and then you activate it with water. And some of them, apparently, from the Gold Rush era, actually dried it out because carrying a jar or, you know, a container of starch, so to speak, was difficult.
For more sourdough resources, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Amy Van Tatenhove.